Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After a long and steady drop in the unemployment rate and the same with interest rates, the economy seems to be entering a long period of just plain steady. Not even trade wars, political fights, Brexit, and other uncertainties seem to be able to derail things. So we need to turn to an expert to find out what's going on. And our expert today is Frank Heffner, Director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston in Charleston, where he is right now. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back.
So are you surprised at how steady things have been now for so long?
Yes and no. I'm an economist, so it's always one hand and then the other hand. The surprise really is that it has been steady, given all the noise and given the sort of the shock value of some of the media. So the example I gave you earlier was the Brexit issue. I mean, this has been ongoing now for 3 years almost, and so far it hasn't been destabilizing to the world economy. It's created problems for some businesses in Britain, and it's going to create other problems. But it hasn't shaken up the European economy. It hasn't shaken us up. We have the trade wars going on, or the trade disputes going on, or the trade conversations, not too sure how you want to phrase it, with our Latin American partners, with China. And yet, the port seems to be doing just fine in Charleston in terms of number of containers coming in. Unemployment is down. Interest rates stay down, even though the president would like them to be even lower. I don't understand why, because the economy increases, gets any more steam, I don't know where we're going to get the workers to provide the work.
That is a sort of a serious thing for the business community right now, the tight labor market, right?
Well, it is, it is. And here's where I shouldn't be surprised. American business is very resilient, and it also is very adaptable. Even with bad policy in the past, we've managed to grow. So right now, we're not too sure what policy is in a lot of cases. And the businesses seem to be able to figure things out and keep growing. But one of the problems that we're running into, and we've heard lots of people talk about this, and that is the constraint in the labor market. We're starting to get wage pressure in some fields, in some areas of the country also because of that. It's limited on how high it can go because it cuts into profits, it cuts into competitiveness, makes firms less competitive with foreign trade. There are a lot of issues on that. So finding the workforce to actually fill the needs. I see more help wanted signs across the country, actually.
And that tight labor market hasn't really turned into higher wages significant enough to ignite inflation yet, which then would ignite interest rates. We have had a little blip up in interest rates, but nothing serious. Does this look like this picture will continue?
That's a good question. We'll have to ask the Federal Reserve Board on what they think, what they see. But I think what they're seeing is what everyone else sees. The wage pressure is not there. And the other thing is, even when wages have gone up, prices have not gone up along with it. So it's put a profit squeeze for some businesses. So it's not necessarily directly related that if wages go up, we're going to see higher inflationary pressures. Although traditionally that has been a strong relationship. But given what I've been looking at for the last couple of years, strong relationships that we've seen in the past just aren't there anymore. Sort of like the standard rules of thumb haven't applied for a while. It takes a little more creativity to come up with an explanation for what's going on.
And as you mentioned, the trade wars, or whatever you want to call them, haven't really brought the misery to our state so dependent on global trade.
No. We seem to be doing all right. We still have in-migration from out of the state, both in people and in companies. You know, you look at Lockheed, just got a government contract up in the upstate. I'm not too sure a lot of people in the state even knew we had a Lockheed plant up in the Greenville area making military jets. You know, the South Carolina economy is more diverse probably than a lot of people realize.
We're about to head into the all-important summer season here in South Carolina, and tourism is certainly one of our biggest industries.
And so far, it looks like it's going to be gangbusters. Charleston Metropolitan Airport, or International Airport, for sure now, there we are having direct flights to London. So clearly, it's an international airport. And that is a clear signal that we're going to have an expanded tourism trade on the coastal areas. So I see that as a positive sign. So I don't see that many negative dark clouds on the horizon.
Well, Frank, as always, thanks for your time today and for your insight.
All right, thank you. Good talking to you.
Frank Heffner is a director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston, and he joined us by phone from his office in Charleston. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.